The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Everybody, and welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Buzz buzz, I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
Yeah, buzz buzz, I'm Griffin McElroy.
More like my brother, and B, we've got bee fever, or beaver, as I like to call it.
Nope.
We're ready. We're all honey sticky sweet over here and ready to talk about the show we've been talking about, and I might even say hyping up and extolling the virtues of, maybe a little
I don't
premature.
Remember doing that, Griffin. I don't remember it being overwhelmingly positive, our discussions, but sure.
We have gotten lots of messages from our good friends who have relied on us for 12 years now for culture. Yeah. Recommendations,
sure.
Art, spiritual guidance, yes. Just like last
lifestyle
week, just like,
tips.
It's live. MVB. These boys at MBMBAM, more letters, wouldn't tell us all about this show if it wasn't going to be a knockout. And I don't like it.
Man, you're talking about Man vs. Bee right now.
Yeah, I'm going to rely pretty heavily on you two to talk about it because I haven't watched it.
You didn't watch it?
Nah, it just doesn't seem interesting to me.
I watched
the trailer and I went I saw it on Netflix and I was like, yeah, it doesn't seem like my thing.
How dare you? You're kidding, right?
No, I haven't watched it.
Okay, so we'll just sit here.
For 35 minutes.
Well, I figured you guys could just like walk me through it. I was just busy like spending time with my family and taking care of things around the house.
Would you say you're busy as a bee?
Oh, yeah, I would say that. Is there a bee in the show?
There's
a lot of other things on.
This is
on
the most hostile energy I feel like you've ever brought to an episode.
I hate it.
That's saying a lot.
It is saying a fucking lot, Trav. Good call.
Yeah, I know. So why don't you guys kind of walk me through the first episode?
Well,
Is this the last episode we talk about? Can we establish that before we begin? So I can prepare myself spiritually. I need to know how much to leave out on the court. If this is the last time we ever discuss this program, then you're going to get beast mode Griffin, which you have not gotten in a long time.
I would love that.
If we have more in the tank, more in the future, I will set something aside for that.
I will say one problem here. And Travis didn't watch it, which I hate.
I don't believe him. I think he did. He's being a bitch.
I didn't. I really didn't.
I did watch it the first episode.
That's it. You watched one of this incredibly short television show episode.
How long are the episodes?
They're like 18 minutes. It's like 7 minutes. There's skits and sketches.
The first one is like 18
they're,
minutes.
They're fucking
long.
Quibbies, Justin. You couldn't watch one quibby.
Yeah, well, Justin, come on.
The problem is I watched them also pretty high.
Yeah.
I will say. The one I watched, I was pretty high.
Did you love it?
Just to evidence that real quick, I'm going to play the video I sent you guys so people can kind of hear where my head was at.
Sure.
The part with the hair dryer, that was good. The hair dryer part was good.
Okay.
So that's sort of where I was for the for this episode of television.
Uh-huh.
So thumbs up on this end.
Uh-huh. The hairdryer part Justin's referencing is he knocked the head off a statue chasing B.
B, yeah.
And knock a head off a statue and tries to glue it on.
They actually kind of make a point. That wasn't B.
That was man.
The statue. Yeah.
Put that one in the man column.
Statue was, he was on the phone.
Yeah.
And he just wasn't paying attention and he knocked it over. Yeah. Like the bee was not involved at that point.
Can I just say, guys, as someone who didn't watch it, which I hope is the majority of our audience, right now you haven't mentioned anything that wasn't also in the trailer.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say this. Good trailer. In terms of representative cross-section of the experience that you're going to be in for, which is to say flimsy man make a accident, then the trailer did a great, great job of selling that.
Hey, Griffin, go beast mode and tell me all about the first episode of Man VB.
I watched more than one episode.
Oh, then tell me as much as you want to tell me.
Have you ever watched the television program or films Mr. Bean?
Yes, I have.
Okay. It's that, and you know how Mr. Bean is flimsy man make an accident over and over again.
And talk a little.
Oh, this time he talks kind of normal, still a very sort of like obsequious little wretch whose family fucking hates him.
Yeah.
And everyone hates him. He's a house sitter. He shows up to this house and the owners of the house are like, open the door.
We hate you.
We hate you.
Mm-hmm. Have you done this before? You're not our normal guy whose name is Trevor, I think.
His name is Trevor. Unless there's a second Trevor.
We are meant to revile these rich, out-of-touch douchebags because their house is so nice and their car is so nice. But the market has placed a value on the work that they do, clearly, that has allowed them to accomplish this lifestyle. Uh-huh. Everything they say about the flimsy bean man is 100% right.
Yeah.
It's 100% right.
Okay.
Like, you're going to fucking kill our dog. It's going to shit all over the house. It's going to destroy our Gutenberg Bible. It's going to fucking wreck our Jaguar. It's going to destroy our lives that we've worked so hard and the market has allowed us, the beautiful free market has allowed us to achieve. And you're going to destroy that. And we, the viewers, are supposed to be like, fuck them up, bean.
I'm about to.
Like, no, he's a bad man, and he makes so many accidents, and he sucks, and the show sucks, and I had a shitty time watching.
Now, the problem with it is that Bean is a narcissist. Bean is a bad person who only cares
about himself. Now, are you talking about Rowan, Bean, or Trevor here?
I'm talking about Bean. Trevor is painted as like a nice guy. So these terrible things happen to him.
Wait, hold on, jump back. In your mind, Mr. Bean is a narcissist?
Clearly.
100%.
Whoa.
Mr. Bean is a terrible person.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mr. Bean's a really bad person. Watch the Christmas episode. I mean, you have his girlfriend comes over. He gives her a picture of two other people. As soon as she gives him his gift, he immediately takes it and starts opening it. Like, he only cares about himself. The test episode.
Okay.
He's copying off the other person. He's
You've really opened my eyes.
Even my flexible friend, Sam, making a sandwich on a park bench, he is clearly making that other gentleman deeply uncomfortable. In every episode, Mr. Bean makes a different gentleman deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah,
Does he give a shit? No, he sucks.
Trevor, we're supposed to be on his side, but the problem is, when calamity occurs in our friends, it does mostly be related. It makes you not feel good. It makes it a bad feeling.
I feel
because it's this sad old sad. This how okay? The first episode of this show is so wild. We joke in the Paul Blart podcast Till Death Do Us Part about Chekhov's gun show, where he literally like goes to a gun show and he's like, here's all the different guns that you will be using later in the movie. This movie is maybe more ostentatious than that, with its like setup where they go step by step through this house and it's like, here's this thing, here's this other thing you won't remember, here's how the locks work,
Here's this special book that's worth $1 million. Here's this special painting that's worth $1 million.
Don't stand on that trap door.
The dog. Yeah, exactly. Like the dog only eats this special beef or whatever. And it's like, so this is just, you're just, I can't remember all this stuff. I know Bean can't, but then they're like, it's all in the manual. It's all in the house manual. It's all in the manual. It's all in the manual. Fucking 5 minutes in, you know this guy has the manual on the stove, just like lighting it on fire.
And we've all been there.
It's not on purpose, but it might as well be for how easily it could have been avoided.
And I will say this. There's a lot of nude Bean in this film.
We
keep saying film. This is a 10-episode maxi series.
I still haven't watched it, but I assume it's like a serial where you could watch all of them together. They could put it into a film eventually if they wanted to show it at Sundance.
Absolutely, they could show this at Sundance for sure.
There is a bit in this show.
Go off,
King. Where he tears it. Oh my god! So there's a soundproof room.
What?
The dog gets in there and starts tearing up a book. He hits a window with a hammer to smash in through the window to keep the book from being more destroyed. The hammer bounces off the window, flies into a painting that's like modern art, you know what I mean? Like color blocks, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like rips a big chunk out of the painting. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're going to be gone for a week. He's been there for like 10 minutes, right? And this has happened. The man cuts a section of the couch, the bottom of the couch where there's like fabric, cuts it out. Then the color block that was torn is just like a big red square. So cuts it out, paints it red with ketchup.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then duct tapes it onto the back of the paint. Like,
that's
why, Bean? Why?
You had time to go to the paint
store. You could go to a paint store.
You could take it to an art restorer and they would actually fix it.
You could hire somebody to.
More importantly, in the 1997 film, Bean, he destroys a very famous painting.
The Mona Lisa, yes.
It's not the Mona Lisa.
It is the Mona Lisa.
I don't think it's the Mona Lisa.
I'm pretty sure it is because I think he erases the face.
He does erase the face, but I'm pretty sure it's not the Mona Lisa.
Is it the Scream?
It's Whistler's mother.
Oh.
Yes. He restores it using like toothpaste and a clever series. And then he gets a poster and like lacquers over it to make it look like. So we've done this accident before with you.
We've done this
and Bean did a better job. Bean did a better job covering it
up.
And can I also just say, pretty challenging stuff. I mean, it's pretty, the victim here is the painting.
I felt offended as like fuck, and then it was, and then I remember what he said about that's a good thing, actually.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
Difference here is you don't have Peter McNichol being holding it down. Looking like Bean, I'm flipping out right now.
Reactions to Bean flipping. That's the issue with Man vs. Bee. They don't give nobody Rowan Atkinson to work with except a CGI Bee. Peter McNichol is over here like,
I love fucking the actor dying. Peter McNichol. His performances. I love his performances. Wild to think to use the thing of like, oh, in that comedy film, Peter McNichol plays the straight man is a wild, like that's how silly Bean is.
We're all straight men.
That's,
you know what
that's
I mean?
Right. Whoa. That's right.
Mr. Bean doesn't believe in homosexuality.
No, wait,
and that's
going to
offend a lot of people, but that's
it's
a good
challenging,
thing,
man. You're right, Justin. It's challenging, but it's true.
I will say this. He was right about one thing. This show is a weapon and Netflix is holding it in its hand. And it's sitting in the now trending charts, fucking cocked and loaded. And if you see, honey, we finished Stranger Things. What next? Well, next in the hot section is a show called Man vs. Bee. That might be a good way to kind of decompress a little bit. We're all really stressed out about Hopper over here. And then you watch Man vs. Bee and you've been killed by this psychic weapon.
I do like, it Netflix. Seems like Netflix was like, hey, you guys like Stranger Things, right? Yeah? You'd like the final two episodes of the season? Well, first, you're going to have to watch Man vs. Bee.
Fucking vegetables.
It's like, what was Molyneux's thing? goddess, the what's in the box, where everyone had to tap, curiosity, everyone had to tap this box a bajillion times, and whoever tapped it the bajillionth time would get an incredible prize. That's what this is like. Everyone has to, if you want the rest of Stranger Things, everyone has to watch the rest of Man vs. Bee a million times. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
No, me neither.
I don't want to talk about Man vs. Bee ever again. Confronted with the reality of Man vs. Bee.
Here's what sucks shit, though, is we are going to have to talk about it again, because Travis has to watch it.
Oh, Travis, I think it's
ridiculous.
Never, yeah.
Our audience will never forgive you for this.
I'm sorry, I was busy. I had things to do. I cut my finger with a head trimmer. I just didn't have
time. Did you do that like a fucking Vietnam War deferment so that you did not have to watch Man
vs. Bee? I just finished reading A Prayer for Owen Meany, and I was like, you know what? I know how to get out of this.
This is a great idea. Yeah. Okay. Can I say this? I would gladly shear my finger off to not watch another episode.
I didn't shear it off. Let's be clear. I sheared into it.
All right. That's Man vs. Bee. That's our segment. I would love to hear your thoughts about it in the comments.
I'm going
to
go ahead and say this. I will continue to talk about it in every episode until Travis watches the entirety of it.
Hey, Justin. Punishment. Hey, Justin. Which one of us has more of a stomach for a long, unfunny bit?
But me or you? Which one of us craves the love and adoration of the listeners most? You'll be the villain.
You are the villain, Travis.
Okay.
You are a villain of villain your own until creation. You
watch so am I the man or the bee in this scenario?
You're the man who is the villain.
Oh,
the
boy.
Bee is good.
Okay. So Justin,
there's a scene in the second episode where he devises a trap where he puts some bread with peanut butter on it in a microwave. Bee floats in there, gets stuck in the peanut butter, and he shuts the microwave and is ready to turn it on and cook it. And he doesn't. What's your fucking?
How is that not the end of the show?
How is that not the end of the show?
Does he chicken out?
He doesn't want to kill the bee, and it's like, why would I continue to watch this show if you don't even have the strengths of your conviction? I can't believe it.
But also, the bee's stuck on the peanut butter. Just put it outside.
He does, and then the bee flies back into the house.
Well, okay.
Okay. This is an advice show, as you've certainly guessed by this moment. So thank you for joining us yet again for this program.
Or maybe you didn't. It's quite possible you're not here.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, think about it.
My wife's friend was hosting a Canadian. My wife's friend was hosting a Canadian Thanksgiving party. It was which is usually like October. I'm telling you. I once had
it's Canadian the 44th Thursday of every year.
Mm-hmm. I once had Canadian Thanksgiving in Honduras because there were some Canadians there. It was great. Guess what they ate? Turkey.
Oh.
It was getting a bit late, and I wanted to get our 6-month-old son down for bed.
Been there.
Everyone wanted to get some photos with the kiddo before we took off. He started to get a little agitated at the commotion, so I tried to bounce him a bit and kissed his fuzzy little head. Mm. He was having none of it. So we got as many pics as we could, and I shuffled him off home. As I was putting him in his crib, I came to the realization that instead of gently kissing my sweet baby boy on the head, I may have kissed my Canadian bro-y friend's neck as he was standing next to us in the photo. I haven't spoken to him much since then, but I'm haunted by the idea I'm going to softly kiss the peach fuzz on my buddy's neck and not immediately recognize it as not my baby. Do I ask him if he felt anything strange during the photos, or do I continue to act like nothing happened? And that's this from, I guess, LA Lips? It's hard to say.
If every question that was sent to us that was sort of a toss-up like this included photographic evidence, then this show would be so much easier to
yeah, but
record.
Then anyone would do it, Griffin. If it was easy, anyone would do it.
I'm just saying, look at this photograph. I'm kissing my buddy Derek's neck.
I thought
it was a baby's head. How do you confuse a baby's head with a grown adult
Derek's
man's
neck? Looks like baby's head.
I guess so.
Because maybe Derek moisturizes a lot, and he had 6 months of beard growth, and it was equal to 6 months of baby hair growth. Would it be safe to assume, because if you didn't kiss Derek's neck, then we don't need to proceed any further, right? So if we're assuming.
We must assume.
So let me say this. Derek, in the moment, also didn't say anything.
Sure.
Right? So maybe Derek's not as bro-y as you think. Maybe it was just a nice moment between friends. It was intimate. You know, it's just like, oh, this is, you know what? We never show each other affection like this. This is very nice. Thank you, Bob.
I love sure. it. I love it. Let's bring back platonic intimacy.
Please. We could all use a little bit of it. Thank you.
Thank yeah. you.
I mean, sorry, not for me, thanks.
Oh, yeah, well, you're good.
But to
you're
be fair, Griffin doesn't care for any intimacy whatsoever.
Oh, that's not true. I'm a real sex monster. But I don't want to... But that's in a very specific place, which is to say my Christian bed. Outside of that, I'm... No, none for me, thanks.
So you wouldn't
You guys kissing each other's necks? I'm fine over here, but keep it up. You look happy. I'm happy.
So if Justin or I, if we had like a really great live show, yeah. and we came backstage and everyone was like, oh, great live show. And Justin and I wanted to share a round of like brother kisses on the neck.
Yeah.
You would abstain.
I wouldn't be there.
Where are you for this?
Well, when I would know the vibe was leading in the direction of platonic intimacy, and I would probably just like squirrel myself away.
So wait, as we walked to the dressing room holding hands like we always do at the end of live shows, you would break off?
No, I told you that's just brother stuff.
Okay.
And this is not like a homophobic thing. It's just I'm good on platonic intimacy over here.
Yeah, if any gender
of any sort of
gender, anywhere spectrum, on the spectrum, you're not loving the platonic intimacy.
I'm just
intimacy.
Not really ba da ba ba ba. No thanks.
Yep. Yeah, you know what? Now that you said it, and I think, that's Griffin.
That sounds about right.
It's a topic that I feel like we've glanced off of before, but I do feel like merits exploration. Mm. Is that...
Oh, Justin, we're recording video for the first time, and I can see Justin tinting his fingers. It's he's very really, Frasier-esque. Really go on. Solve this.
The Frasier-esque. Look at this.
You got a Frasier Funko?
As long as we got video. Look at these.
A little Frasier Pop?
I got a Frasier Pop.
Okay.
And then I got a Martin and Eddie Pop. Still haven't found a Niles Pop.
Oh, Niles is nice, the man. Chase.
These things, they go rotten when you leave them in the fridge of not confronting them. They go rotten. And this topic has gone fallow now. You can't do this anymore. You can't return to it. You bring things to us. You have to start getting the habit of anticipating these situations and emailing us before you accidentally kiss
I'm going to a Thanksgiving, a Canadian Thanksgiving party, and I feel there might be a chance might kiss my boyfriend on the neck.
My friend has a patch of hair on his neck and there's also a sort of weird soft bone plate in there. Anyway, it really looks like a baby's head.
Yeah.
And
I want to kiss it.
I just can't help myself.
I think there's a good chance that you could ask your boyfriend, like, did I kiss you on the neck while we were taking photos? I was so tired. I've got a 6 months old.
You can't now. This is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. No, it's long past.
You have to do it the instant it happens because it's going to seed. Like, from the moment you don't discuss it, it is like one of those time-lapse videos of a fox decomposing. Like, you have to address it in that exact moment. Don't hold back. You'll figure it out.
Once again, not because if you had accidentally kissed him on the neck, that would be the weirdest thing. But I would say anything like this, the longer it goes, the weirder it is to then ask about later, right? Because it's like, what it indicates is, I have been thinking about this. Right?
Nonstop.
Tragedy plus time equals comedy.
Yeah. Yes.
Tragedy plus comedy equals time.
Yes.
Awkwardness plus time equals tragedy. Weirder. Like it just gets
I actually think comedy plus time does equal tragedy, where it's like you make a joke or something funny happens and it would be funny in that moment.
Yeah.
But then it sat too long.
Yeah.
And it was like, did they know it was a joke? Was that funny? Was it weird? It's like, oh no, we've thought about the funny thing too long. And now it's weird. Horrifying.
Yeah.
Like when I see Mr. Bean in 1995 get his clothes torn off and he's got his naked bean dick and he's just running around a swimming pool and I'm watching that like busting up, but then a full grown bean almost 30 years later does it because a bee chased him out of his house. And that's tragedy now because time has made it tragedy.
Is he allergic to bees in this show?
It's not addressed.
in the early episodes that Griffin has enjoyed. Travis will have to report back to us.
Hey, I have something for us today, and it's a special something. I was looking through WikiHows, and I stumbled on an email that Ethan sent us. Thank you, Ethan.
Thank you, Ethan.
And it's from a website called Holidappy, which I believe is a mixture of a portmanteau of the words holiday and happy. And Holidappy, this article has a lot of helpful tips for us.
Can I just say that's a portmanteau? That's terrible. That's not how
you didn't have to say that. In doing portmanteau is itself. Think about that.
Whoa.
So Holidappy has composed here a list of happy Independence Day messages and wishes that we can send each other and our loved ones to celebrate the good times, great oldies, and this incredible country of ours.
Yeah, completely flawless, no notes.
This kick-ass country that we live in and how we can send messages to each other on Independence Day to really acknowledge that.
Hey, Griffin, might I propose a game?
Sure, sure.
What if you read the message, right?
Okay.
And then we counted to three, and all three of us said who in our life we think would send that message to us.
Oh, no, no, no. This game won't work, and I'll tell you why. They're all Nani. Can I begin?
Ah, damn it. Okay, go on.
Short greetings for text messages. So just like, and this doesn't, it's not just for us. This episode, I don't know if we're putting this out on our usual day. If we do, it is July 4th right now when you're listening to this. So go ahead and snap off a few of these and just like shoot them over to your buds and see what you get back from. Let's salute the nation. That's one. That's the first one.
And that sounds like weirdly like making plans for something, doesn't it? Like that's not just like, hey, happy 4th. That's like, let's do hey, what are you doing right now? Let's go salute the nation.
When you salute the nation, do you look at the down at the ground, or do you just try to shoot?
You lay down face down with your hand between your forehead and the dirt.
That's good. That's good. So the second one escalates a little bit in that it says, "I pledge that the labor of our past heroes shall not be in vain."
Wow!
Wow!
Wow! Hey! 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 Wow! Also. Not necessarily what the 4th of July is about.
Yeah.
I think you're thinking more of Memorial Day. That's more of a Memorial Day vibe.
Can you bring hot dog buns to the cookout? Thank you. I pledge that the labor of our past heroes shall not be in vain. I asked a pretty simple question about the hot dog buns.
That's also a thing you could say after watching a lot of Marvel movies, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You could also say something like, I feel proud to be part of a prosperous nation.
Well... Yes. Well, followed up by
Happy Independence Day.
Yeah.
Didn't start there though, huh?
Nothing is as good as living in an independent and self-sustaining nation.
Well,
nothing. What are you talking about?
Doesn't mean anything.
You mean our self-sustaining nation that worries about our wheat supply, oil supply.
Yeah, our self-sustaining nation that when boats couldn't get over from China started choking on its own puke until it shit its pants.
That doesn't have enough.
What do you mean?
Doesn't have
what
enough microchips to make things. What We're doing it.
Yeah, we have incredible computers that we have trucks sitting in factories that don't have chips in them.
Our one gubernatorial douchebag just strangles the entire avocado pipeline. What a beautiful self-sustaining nation.
We don't need anybody else except
baby, we got it.
Best wishes and happy Independence Day. Here's wishing you have a happy Independence Day. Happy birthday to our dear country. Let's remember all the past heroes who fought for our freedom and unity.
Okay. I love our past heroes. Let me say,
if
you were a hero and in the past, wild about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they do have a day.
That's their day.
You know, I mean, the ones that are past heroes and current heroes, both have days. Like,
they both
for sure. If we were being honest, these messages would be like, and let's salute the idea of signing a piece of paper. Because really, come on.
There's always got to be somebody, though, if you try to say what 4th of July is. There's always somebody who's like, no, it's not actually that. It's like the sign of the Declaration of Independence. And then there's always got to be some joker who's like, actually, is the day that the Continental Congress announced that the different papers have been signed.
You bring up such a great point, Justin. Why is the joker so pedantic about history?
I've never understood that thing of like, ah, yes, Batman, I will get you. Also, not everybody signed the declaration on the 4th. Actually, a lot of people signed it on the 5th.
It was radical. That's the worst. Hey, Trav, that's the worst Joker impression I ever heard.
Thank you. I'm trying. It's a new take for the Joker that I'm trying, where he's both the clown prince of crime, but also the clown prince of factual accuracy.
Yeah. If somebody does come at you with that very pedantic correction, just hit them back with a, may God continue to uplift this country's glory.
Is that what he's been doing?
I missed that. Oh, man, where have I been looking?
Wow. Or just hit him with a very straightforward, right over the plate, today is a very special day for the nation and its people.
Well, I would just send that every day for a while, because it's probably true, whether good or bad, there's probably something happening on that date that feels pretty major.
Yeah. Here's wishing you and your family the best the nation has to offer as we celebrate our country's independence. So, like, some Five Guys. Is that what you mean? It's just some Five Guys in a national park. Go eat some Five Guys in a national park. That's
assuming it's open, because they could get staffing for it.
They could. That could be an issue. Those are texts, but you all know me. I don't like to text, because it feels very
it's so cold.
Cold and impersonal. I like a card.
It's robotic.
These are some slightly more thoughtful, longer messages that you could write in a card.
I love getting cards from Griffin.
I do too.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get a card every few days. It's like, hey, I'm hopping on Fortnite, let's go. Or hey, you're late for this. The postcard, it's like, hey, what size t-shirt do you wear? You know?
Yeah.
Or like, can we reschedule today's recording because I have diarrhea again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys remember the greeting card I got you both, and it had like a cute cartoon firework on the front of it, and then when you open it up, inside the card it already had written, baby, you're a firework, happy 4th of July. Underneath that, I wrote myself, I added, the future progress and development of our great country do not depend solely on technological advancements, but how we build social cohesion and trust between our nation and its people. Let's continue building a great nation we can all rely on and be proud of. Happy 4th of July.
I'm Griffin McElroy, and I approve this message.
What on the fuck? What?
Yeah. And then there was the one with the cartoon grill on it, and it says, you're a barbecutie. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah.
And then underneath that, I wrote, every citizen should have a sense of belonging wherever they find themselves. May all our politicians rise to the great task of building trust between the people and the nation so we can have peace and stability in our country. Here's wishing everyone a happy Freedom Day celebration.
I do remember that. I did think it was weird that it was written in cutout letters for magazines. But other than that, it was really nice. I liked the sentiment.
Do we call it Freedom Day?
I do not believe so.
Futurama does. Is this person confusing real life with Futurama?
Conflating real life with Futurama. That does happen.
Yeah. Those are just some normal things to write inside of a greeting card. And this is my favorite one. As we mark our insert number Independence Day today, try to think of something that you have done to better the welfare of the people. If nothing comes to mind, then try to think of what you might be able to do in the future. Jeff, happy Independence Day. Just a little homework for you.
That sounds like a card a funeral home would send you to thank you for your business, doesn't
it?
Like you got on their mailing list and it's like, what? There's a tiny calendar that you have no use for whatsoever, and a card asking you what you've done for the nation.
Hey, I'm going to play, this is a quick math challenge. I'm going to count to three, and then you guys say, how many years since 1776, 4th of July, you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, go.
354.
240-some?
Wow, yeah. It's
354, I think.
354?
354?
Griffin. 354? It is the year 2130?
I said 240. I felt pretty good about that.
240 is pretty close. 240 is pretty close. I believe it's 246.
You believe.
You didn't give me a lot of time.
But you went with 300. You couldn't do simple. 300, Griffin, already puts it at 2076.
Use your common core, bud. It's just the big blocks, the hundreds blocks.
That it? 300 is obviously a bad start. That's obviously the wrong start. A two at the front and then any number afterwards would have been excusable.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's what I will say in Griffin's defense.
Yeah.
17 was the start of it, right? Yeah. And 20 is where ours starts now. 17 plus 20, 300. I can see how he would get there. It's not that.
17 plus 20 is 300. I think we can all at least agree with that.
No.
Do you guys remember the greeting card I sent you that had the cartoon American flag on the front of it? And it said, looking good in stars and stripes, baby. Happy Independence Day. And then underneath that, I wrote, each time I remember those who laid down their lives for this day of freedom we are celebrating, tears roll down my cheeks. I wish they were alive today to see how the country is progressing toward greatness.
I'm actually not getting any of your cards because every time you try to write my house number, it just says 777-333-BLUE. It's like, no, Griffin, that's a wholly, wholly incomplete understanding of arithmetic.
Listen, yeah. I know we've talked about it before on the show, but if someone could snap their fingers and the founding fathers would be alive today, they would not care about where our country's at. They'd be terrified at everything else. TVs, cars,
okay, Mr. Bean, airplanes. Let's not revisit our old gags to try to reuse them for new purposes.
I would take Abe Lincoln and go see that new Jurassic World movie, and he'd be like, oh, the whole time, like, like hiding under the chair. Fucking idiot.
Wouldn't you love to actually, like, if you got people from a certain time period, I don't know when this would be, like, say Shakespeare times.
Yeah.
Okay. And you brought him into the future. And everybody's like, you know, I would take him to Steak and Shake or whatever. Like, I don't have to, you know, or whatever. I would show him TV. The best thing to do with somebody from that time period would be, or I guess any biblical times, whatever, would be to tell them about dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And then instantly tell them they don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be
like, hey, guess what? Dinosaurs. You'd be like, oh, shit. You let them go on for like a half hour. You're showing them all the sick ass like videos and photos that we have of dinosaurs from the media. And then at the right moment, you're like, but they don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry, bud. Sorry.
And then send them right back. And then they're right back there at their desk.
But go start digging for bones. You never know.
Yeah.
Hey, can we go digging for some bones in the money bone?
Oh.
Well, money bone. Okay. Is a challenge.
I think you meant funny bone. Monkey bone. That's what it was. Let's go to the monkey bone.
Hey, let's take a quick 2 hours to go watch Monkey Bone.
It's extended edition. It's 93 minutes.
No,
yeah, but you need 30 minutes to decompress afterwards.
You know, a lot of sponsors that we have a couple benefits. It's hard for me to think of one that is good for everybody in the same way that Imperfect Foods is. Imperfect Foods lets you reduce food waste, save time on grocery shopping, good for the environment, eat more fresh and delicious food, good for you. It's all with Imperfect Foods. It's a grocery delivery service where they offer this big line of sustainable groceries that just have a little bit of imperfections, like you, friend, like me.
Wait, what? It's a me? Little bit
not you, Travis. Not you.
Not you, Travis.
Thank you.
Oh, obviously not you. Sorry.
Thank you.
You get
Justin,
the box.
He is on the edge. He is on the precipice, and we have to keep protecting him as long as we possibly can.
They don't just have produce, though. They got pantry staples. Try the croissant toast. You'll love it.
I don't need staples.
And they have yummy snacks. Fantastic. Some garlic cashews out of this world. Imperfect delivers weekly by neighborhood, a unique model that produces 25 to 75% fewer emissions than individual trips to the grocery store. I love this service, and I think you will too. Right now, Imperfect Foods is offering our listeners 20% off your first four orders when you go to imperfectfoods.com and use promo code MYBROTHER. Again, 20% off your first four orders. That's up to an $80 value at imperfectfoods.com. Offer code when you use the promo code MYBROTHER. Join the movement at imperfectfoods.com and use code MYBROTHER.
Honey.
Yeah.
I love you. But let me talk about a service call, honey. Because today's episode is sponsored by PayPal Honey, the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer. Listen, ask anybody. They know I love online shopping. It's how I find all my little tchotchkes, all my little doodads. You know what I like? I like those little garden gnomes, but they look like they're big fans of a sports team.
Where
you know those?
Did he get all those wonderful toys?
I get them online, Griffin. I'm telling you right now about the garden gnomes that look like they're like, I love the Bengals.
Yeah.
Right? Those garden gnomes. And they're hard to find.
What if Batman did get all of his doodads and gadgets just from Wish.com? And they were not very good.
Well, he'd save a lot of money, right? Especially if he used Honey.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best ones it finds to your cart. Like, say you were buying, like, Batarangs in bulk, right? Because once you throw them, they're pretty much gone. You never see Batman going around and picking them back up.
They'll never fly the same again after they ding off a wall. You know?
Oh, that's also true. Or once they, like, sever someone's artery. You know what I mean? They get a little rusty after that, right? So you want to buy... What?
I don't think that's what he does with them.
Well, listen, he doesn't purposefully murder anyone, but he's not doing triage, you know?
He's much like Bean in that way.
Yes, thank you. So you're shopping on one of your favorite sites, Batarangs.com, and when you check out, the Honey button appears, and you click Apply Coupons, and it finds all the Batarang coupons. And then you wait a few seconds, and Honey searches, finds coupons for that site, and then if it finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. Listen, Batman didn't get to be rich by paying full price for Batarangs. If there's one thing I know about Batman, he didn't get rich by paying full price for Batarangs.
Just a huge, can I just say, huge shout out. If you go to Batarangs.com.
I was about to say the exact same thing.
Did you go?
Yeah, I went. As soon
as you go to Batarangs.com, you know what there are?
What?
Bunch of Batarangs you can buy.
Hell yes.
It's just a place you go, and it's a different website, but they didn't pay to be mentioned, so whatever. You just go to Batarangs.com, you can buy Batarangs.
This ad within an ad, which I'm sure Honey loves.
Yes, adores.
I'm just glad. Thank you, Batarangs.com, for keeping my brother from having to spend money to secure a URL that we mentioned in this.
Yeah, that is a huge relief, actually.
Listen. When we buy school clothes for BB, when we buy, you know, buy any clothes for the kid, right? Because kids, they're always getting bigger, right? It's great to use Honey to save that money because kids grow out of these things so fast. And it always feels bad paying money for them because, you know, pretty soon they won't fit anymore. And it's so good to save. So thank you, Honey. And Honey doesn't just work on desktops. It works on your iPhone, too.
How?
Well, you just activate it on Safari on your phone and save on the go. So, if you don't already have Honey, you can
Safari's
be straight up.
A goodsie.
Okay. Okay. How do I get a bad rap? How is that?
That's not a bad rap. This is Safari's a goodsie.
Now keep going.
I said it.
That's one line isn't a rap, Justin.
No, I was going to try to rap bad, but I'm physically incapable of doing it.
Because you're so good at rapping, you can't do it bad.
Every bar is a kilo over here.
Yeah.
It is no joke.
Okay, so if you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this show. I'd never recommend something I don't use, so get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/brother. That's joinhoney.com/brother.
Both of these are actually really good.
Yeah.
Which I should start saying at the end of all of them, but like, no.
Yeah, no cap.
They're
not shit.
No cap.
Hi, I'm looking for a movie.
Oh, I gotcha.
There's that new foreign film with the time travel.
There's an amazing documentary about queer history on streaming.
Have I told you about this classic where giant robots fight?
Or there's that one that most critics hated, but I thought was actually pretty good.
Ooh, I know. The one with the huge car chase, and then there's that scene where...
The car jumps over the submarine!
Wow, who are you eclectic movie experts?
Well, I'm Ivy Wadiway.
I'm Drea Clark.
And I'm Alonzo Duraldi. And together, we host the movie podcast, Maximum Film.
New episodes every week on MaximumFun.org.
And you actually just walked into our recording booth.
Oh, weird. Sorry. I thought this was a video store.
You seem like a lady with a lot of problems.
I'm a psychic. My name is Psychic Carrie.
I'm Ross.
Oh, what a pleasure to meet you. Of course, I knew your name was Ross, as I am a psychic, but please take a seat.
Well, I was hoping we could talk about my podcast.
Yes, I know.
It's called Oh No, Ross and Carrie.
Yes.
We investigate from science, spirituality, and claims of the paranormal. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yes. This whole podcast, it sounds like it's been a real challenge for you lately.
Actually, it's a lot of fun.
Yes, exactly. Because it's so fun.
I don't know how you
do it.
This
will be $75.
Okay, that seems fair.
Oh No, Ross and Carrie.
At MaximumFun.org. You knew it was a .org.
I have a gift.
I just want to talk about like some personal... Justin, is there something you want to say?
Nope.
Okay, let's do another question.
Okay, perfect.
I wanted to give you something to interrupt. I felt like there was a munchquad coming.
Guess I'm getting a little less predictable in my old age.
Okay.
I paint apartments for a living. While walking I bet that's a very satisfying job.
Especially if you're doing it like by yourself, just put headphones on.
Especially if it's a nice clean job, no cutting in, you're just, can't imagine.
Yeah.
I paint apartments for a living.
I bet it sucks when they don't move the furniture first. And you get there and they're like, yeah, you'll move it, right? And you're like, no, that I just paint. Oh, my God. Move your shit first.
For a living.
I hate when they have a cat. What if they have a cat?
You paint the cat.
Paint the cat into the wall. Sucks.
I paint apartments.
I love that book about how to write a movie called Paint the Cat. But it's like, that's how you establish like a Bean character right away. Right? If you want to establish this as a Bean-esque character, which we're all going
for a living.
You got to have him paint the cat.
Paint apartments for a living. While walking through the hallway to the apartment I was assigned, I overheard the building is having an ice cream social later for the tenants.
Yes.
Michigan is having a heat wave, so the building has no AC, and I love free food. Is there an acceptable way for me to get some of this ice cream? Added context, the entire building is specifically for people 55 years and older, so I'll be at least 3 decades younger than the rest of the people there, and also I'm covered in paint, and that's from melting in the Midwest. Okay, let me start with this.
We have so much to add here.
What kind of cut-rate slumlord is like the old people are melting, we need AC, and then this slumlord turns around his throne and is like, let them eat ice cream, and then slams the door in their face.
Yes.
This is a bad building. They're spending money on repainting before they preserve the temperature control for these poor old people. That's terrible.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
And let me say this. I'm gonna try my hardest. I don't want to propagate any sort of ageist stereotypes, but I will say that this 55 plus year old ice cream social is probably gonna be rocking some pretty gnarly fucking butterscotch briars and not the good shit, not that fucking caramel core fucking Ben and Jerry's. They are going to have some straight up fucking
right out the tub, right raunchy, out the big old
raunchy,
the big old tub.
That's
the tub. Tutti frutti out of the tub.
I've never rolled up to an ice cream social where I didn't see that like boom, boom, big like 5 gallon bucket of just like
signature select
really pale chocolate for some reason, like just a tan chocolate,
or perhaps worse, the tiny fluted cups with the paper lid you have to peel off. Like it's a party. It's not a party.
And they have those like really cheap ass waffle cones, or they're not the way. They're just like little hollow, dried out, decayed husk of an actual ice cream cone.
Oh, bad news, guys. I'm hungry for ice cream.
Yep.
I mean, I'm so hungry for ice cream.
I got the kids some of they're like the drumsticks, right? But they're miniature. And I was like, oh, this is the perfect size. I can eat them in one fucking bite. I did. I'm yum, 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 yum. I'm a giant and I love ice cream. Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah.
I'm a giant and I love ice cream would be a good ringtone if anybody's still pulling it out.
Okay, listen. All you got to do is pick one person and stick at this ice cream social. Just keep saying like, yeah, hey, Gramps, just grab some ice cream before I finish painting your apartment. Boom. You're in there. Right now you're someone's grandkid.
Okay, let's follow it through. They say, I'm not that far gone.
Yeah.
I'm a Medal of Honor winner. Get out of my building.
You play Call of Duty?
No, you fool. I was one of the heroes that proudly defended this nation so that you could continue to prosper in self-sufficiency.
I do that too in Call of Duty. Let's land, my dude.
Who makes the power? for your Call of Duty Nintendo games? Who makes the screens, the bezels that you use to get the different pixels running around? America, that's who.
The worker?
This self-sufficient land of ours.
But I'm a worker. I'm a painter. But not like, not one of those artsy painters. Don't get it twisted.
Okay, I was about to have you thrown out for a homosexual.
No, I'm a real, like working painter. Can I have some iced cream, please?
This is
I could perhaps spare a nubbin of pistachio.
Oh, thank you.
This sucks.
Don't I deserve the ice cream for my work? No, says the man in Washington.
You can't be my guy. That's
no, I was being, Justin, sorry, I was being Andrew Ryan.
I've wanted us to get in the more characters.
Okay.
I want this to be My Brother, Me.
Characters welcome.
Thank you.
Sure.
But I was being Andrew Ryan. Were you also being Andrew Ryan?
I was old alternate universe Andrew Ryan, where I never stopped being Batman.
What?
I hate to be this guy, because I try to, like, stand on some pretty anti-capitalist, like, group footing most of the time. But I will say this is one of those scenarios where you can get yourself a tub of shitty Breyer sherbet for about $2.50 at Sam's Club, and then you don't have to be in this situation.
But it doesn't. But he's working.
Bring it to work with you,
Griffin.
You bring the ice cream to work with you.
Two things, Griffin.
Yeah.
Two things. One, it doesn't matter the price. Free ice cream is better than paid for ice cream.
Yeah, just like donuts.
But two, Griffin, what you are fucking forgetting, dude, is this is an ice cream social. There's at least going to be Jimmy's. There's at least going to be chocolate sauce.
At least Jimmy's.
There's at least Jimmy's.
In this building that doesn't provide cool air, they're going to have Jimmy's.
Life-sustaining cool air and
that's
Jimmy's.
Enough of a problem. Yes, I agree that is an issue, Griffin. But if you put social on the flyer and then there are no toppings, at the very least Jimmy's, take them to court. I don't care about the air conditioning thing. You said ice cream social.
Social.
Yeah. That means toppings.
I mean,
right?
At least Jimmy's and maybe a
at
can
least
of Jimmy.
Cream. And at least sprinkle Jimmy's.
I'm not over here asking for hazelnuts and magic shell. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be
some crushed up Oreos.
I'm not
would be
at
nice.
Max and Irma's in the hot topping bathtub.
Yeah, there's not going to be cheesecake cubes or like cookie dough. I get that.
I don't need.
But some ready
of, like,
whip, some ready
balls.
Whip.
Yeah.
A jar of maraschino cherries. What's that?
You
like $3?
I think I want to kill you. Now those
come
are
on
mess, though. You don't want to clean up after that.
Well, no, you're going to put down a cloth on the table in the rec room.
Well, anytime you're getting a lot of old people together, you want to put down some newspapers.
Justin Patrick McElroy.
That is not his middle name.
It's not my middle name. I think just go for it. They'd be happy to see you there.
They'll Plus, there's always ice cream left over. If they got just enough ice cream for these people, once again, take him to court. Take this landlord to court.
If you walk in there and say, hey, I'm... It's a hot day and I've been working really hard. Can I get into that ice cream? They would be thrilled. Do you know how be overjoyed they would be to be able to share? Okay, Griffin, you're making a face. No, they would be thrilled.
It's just, when was the last time you were in a room with exclusively a bunch of 55?
They've got stories, Griffin.
Let me finish.
Okay.
Sweaty 55-plus-year-olds who are now reaping the benefits of the sweat from their brow, which is to say Breyers and Jimmy's. And then you walk in there with your fucking AirPods plugged in, probably listening to fucking Chapo Trap House. And they look at you with your fucking Invader Zim t-shirt on and your fucking wallet chain.
Wait.
And your fucking...
What year?
Your little... You've got a doll, an Obama doll that you're just carrying around for... And they look at you and they're
what?
Like
a ventriloquist dummy?
You want to eat... Our ice cream that our past heroes of our nation fought for in Desert Storm? You want our ice cream? Okay. I don't think so. Why don't you go out there and get your own hip $15 ice cream at a cool cafe?
I bet you eat gelato.
Probably.
Sorry, we don't have any dairy-free. Here, you're gonna have to look.
They
elsewhere.
Probably do, though. I mean,
they probably they
certainly.
Must.
Okay, you would think they do. You need to have at least one dairy free option.
One other thing that we're not considering here. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Okay, thank you, God.
I want a munch.
Squab.
I want to munch.
Squab. Griffin, I like the Mario-esque squad you were doing.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within the podcast, profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. I'm going to see if I can show you guys. Okay, I can do a Chrome tab. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right, good. Okay. So this today we're going to be talking about a new Taco Bell menu innovation.
A minovation?
No, that's not what he said.
Huh. Oh, shit.
Oh, I know. Shit.
What?
Everything has changed. Yes. Everything's different
it's
now.
It's so big.
What is so big, Travis?
The Cheez-It, Justin.
Well, that's the Big Cheez-It Tostada. It's currently being tested in Southern California for... What would you pay?
What wouldn't I pay, Justin?
Well, I hope... I'll tell you what you won't pay. That's $2.50, because it is $2.49. And if you pay a cent over that, you have been ripped off.
And did you say this is available at all locations now?
At all locations in California that it's being tested in. The masterminds of Taco Bell and Cheez-It have come together for the ultimate test kitchen test. The Big Cheez-It Tostada. Just like the iconic cracker, this innovation features a Cheez-It square you know and love, made with 100% real cheese, ridges. But it's not. It's now 16 times the original size.
Just like you would buy at any restaurant in Mexico.
That's literally the sentence it says is, the Cheez-It you know and love, made with 100% real cheese, ridges, but is now 16 times the original size. The collab
were creation. They paying by the word like it was an old-timey telegram? Should we put and ridges? No, we can't afford and
just ridges. The collab creation tops the oversized cracker with layers upon layers of Taco Bell flavors for a limited time in Southern California, which I love that they don't have to specify anymore. It's just like, you know, it's got a bunch of Taco Bell shit on it. Just
yeah, like you get it.
The stuff we put on things.
We put the leavings on it.
You know how we take a hard thing and then we just do some meat jazz in there.
For a limited time in Southern California, fans can crunch their cravings with this abundantly cheesy and nostalgic yet magically modern dining experience. Get fucked. There are a few things.
It's weird that they put get fucked in their press release.
There are a few things that everyone can agree on, but okay. The iconic flavors from Taco Bell menu items and Cheez-It snacks appeal to all.
Sure.
To all.
Yeah.
Everyone can agree that we love Taco Bell flavors and Cheez-It snacks.
Uh-huh.
We're thrilled about this new concept with Cheez-It, which gives our fans the chance to experience the real cheese and crunch they love from both our brands in a whole new way.
Let me just say, the real cheese and crunch, parentheses, for the first 30 seconds, and then say goodbye to that crunch.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Until they're enjoying the new orange slog bog.
I would love to see side-by-side pictures of this image, and then I opened the box.
That's not all. A crunchier exclusive surprise. By the way, they describe what it is, but it's a big Cheez-It with like beef on it and sour cream and tomatoes and crisp lettuce and cheese. That's not all. A crunchier exclusive surprise awaits for users of the Taco Bell website and mobile app. It's the Big Cheez-It Crunchwrap Supreme.
Huh?
Okay. Now I'm on board.
Something I can pick up, you say.
Like an original counterpart, this version includes seasoned beef, nacho cheese sauce, lettuce, reduced fat sour cream, and diced tomatoes, but the typical tostada shell is swapped for the oversized Cheez-It cracker before being wrapped inside a tortilla that's grilled to go. This is the first time Taco Bell has offered a digital exclusive as part of a one restaurant test. Fans can get this cheesy goodness in the Big Cheez-It Crunchwrap Supreme for $4.29. This partnership is a true testament to Cheez-It's continued success and commitment to innovation, says Stephanie Miller, president Away From Home Kellogg Company. We're excited to incorporate Cheez-It, made with 100% real cheese, into Taco Bell favorites and deliver customers a bold, cheesy twist on the iconic chain's go-to menu staples. So this is at
Roll the Cheez-It?
But here's the real fucking kicker. This is at one Taco Bell location at 222 Barranca Parkway, Irvine, California, 92606. for 2 weeks. So please, you have to get there and let us know how this is, because it looks amazing. Now, my question is, does Taco Bell have the strength? Do they have the power as the fortitude to just sell me a giant cheese?
Yeah, I just want to eat the big cheese. Without taco mess on it?
I don't want the mess. I want to pretend I'm a giant.
Yeah.
Just like a drumstick.
No, hold on. With a giant cheese, you're like a borrower
a borrower. I want to pretend
I'm a borrowable, which I think you were about to say, or maybe just a tiny mouse in the wall. One of those things, but like.
Yeah. I have two thoughts. One, the fact that they sell this uncrunch wrapped is bonkers.
The only thing I want to eat right now is this crunch wrapped.
But crunch wrapped, because uncrunch wrapped, you're talking about the person at the Taco Bell window hands you into your car a temporarily firm square piled high with mess that then, like, what do you tell me?
Imagine
the geometry
eating it,
of eating that.
Yeah, you're going to take one bite and the structural integrity will immediately be compromised.
Snap, lap of crap.
Now your lap is the taco. If you contain it in a tortilla garbage bag, which is what the crunch wrap would be, that's a different story. Second thing, Justin made us look at a JPEG of this for a long time, and I felt like it was that scene in Big Fish where the kids go to, like, the witch, and she shows them the moment of their death. That's what I felt.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you have enjoyed yourself. We've certainly enjoyed spending this time with you. Thank you. Thanks to everybody who came out to our shows a couple weeks ago. I said it before, but I wanted to say it again because I really appreciate you. We've got some more shows coming up in July. So make sure you go to McElroy.family and click on tours, and then you can see.
Yeah, it is important that you do that right now, bit.ly/McElroy tours. Only 2 weeks away when you're hearing this. And we have tickets for the Salt Lake City, My Brother and Me, and limited tickets available for the San Diego Taz. But the Portland, My Brother and Me, and San Diego, My Brother and Me are already sold out. So if you want to see it in Salt Lake City or you want to see Adventure Zone in San Diego, you need to go get those tickets now, bit.ly/McElroy tours.
Thank you to Montaigne.
I wasn't done.
Well, you are for a little bit, because I'm going to say thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better with You. Slap that bad boy on the Nickelodeon and just get ready to bump and boogie to it, because that's what you're in for.
We also have tour stops coming up in Washington, D.C., Detroit, Michigan, and Cincinnati, Ohio. So get those tickets now.
Justin, you got to move to Detroit so we can just do shows in cities that we live in.
Yeah.
Fair.
We have new merch. We've got an Approach the Wizard shirt designed by Dana Wagner.
This shirt is all time.
Y'all, like, it's going to blow your minds out of your ears. It's incredible.
It's a very, very, very good old sort of Hobbit animated show-esque. It's indescribably beautiful.
Freak out. You're going to love it. 10% of all merch proceeds this month, July, will go to the Trans Youth Equality Foundation, which advocates for transgender, gender nonconforming, and intersex youth ages 2 to 18. Go check that out. 10% of everything sold, macroymerch.com. Pre-orders for Taz 11th Hour are now open. And that comes out February 21st, 2023. You can go to theadventurezonecomic.com to pre-order. I also just wanted to say, if after the news of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade and you're looking for ways to help, go to abortionfunds.org and you'll find a lot of state, local, and specific abortion funds that you can contribute to ensure abortion access for people who need it.
I'm thinking real hard about not doing this anymore.
Justin did just say on the fly.
I have a good one for you. I want you to do one of our nation's heroes that helped this be a self-sustaining nation, taking a bite out of a Cheez-It tostada, and then it all falling on their lap.
Yeah. Okay. Now, do we want to specify which hero, or is this founding father?
I don't want it to be a specific hero. Just like one of our heroes that are still with us.
Okay. Who are still with us or not with us?
With us, yeah.
So not a ghost.
And not a specific person.
A ghost would be funnier, though.
It's like an older person.
Well, it doesn't have to be. What if it's just like transported from the past to now?
I just want to hear an old person get taco on their lap.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Philip, this is pretty good. Thanks for taking me out for my birthday. I'm eating this. Look, I finished the whole thing without making any kind of mess at all. Thank you, Philip. I don't need a tissue. I don't need a napkin. I do need a tissue.
Do you want a second one, Grampy?
Who the hell are you?
Oh, I'm
Who the Phillip. Hell are you? What are you doing in my car? You're not Philip. That's Philip.
Wait, who's that? I'm Philip. Who are you?
You're one of those McElroy boys.
No, I'm Philip. I promise. Now just
you
sign
get
this.
The hell out of
just
my car.
Just sign this paper, old man.
I'm a army guy.
I'm gonna put this taco on your lap so my brother can finish. Now take this taco mess on your old lap.
I'm done.
I gotta take pictures for my brother. Justin paid me $1 million to do this.
And I'm Griffin McElroy.
This is for my brother. My brother, he kissed your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.